Zach Osborne, Buds Creek, weird day for you. Pull the hole shot in a second moto, go way backwards, fight your way up. I don't know what was going on with you. It was like two different Zachs were riding the bike.
Yeah, it was like a real rhythm track today, and I didn't have it in the beginning of either moto. Just was really not in the lines. And then in both sessions, like once I caught some toe, I was, you know, going good. Like, but it was just too little too late, and too many people had passed me. In the second moto, I got close to Marv a couple times, but, you know, we were relatively the same speed, so it was tough to, like, make a move. You know, it was pretty one-liney, and a strange Buds Creek, in my opinion. Like, really, really just hard-packed, and I've never seen it so rocky. I never realized it was so rocky.
A couple guys told me the new track changes were no good.
Up on top.
I mean, it's 6-1, half dozen the other to me. Like, it's a small change, you know. It's not like they changed a huge deal. I liked it whenever it had that, you know, you went over and there was that 180 left in the double. I mean, this is like
a long time ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah. But I love that off camber up there. I think it's really good. The other things maybe the left is a little tight, but yeah.
I liked it in 03 when Ferry won the first moto.
I haven't watched that race. Tim Ferry?
Yeah.
Did you work for him?
Yep.
Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a weird moto for you. But the track's not easy to pass on, so getting starts is something that would really help you. But it reminded me of a couple supercrosses for you where you were,
yeah.
Remember early on in supercross, you were getting surprised.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a confidence thing for me, you know, like before I crashed and hurt my shoulder or whatever, I kind of feel like I had that whole first couple laps thing figured out with just a little bit more carelessness and send it. But since my injury, I've kind of struggled and kind of settled a little bit, which I hate doing, but it'll come back. I mean, my shoulder's getting better and better. Still gets really sore, and it's, you know, kind of in the back of my mind occasionally, but I'm getting to where I can ride without, like, having to make decisions on the fly.
Sure.
You know, according to my shoulder.
Yeah.
So that's pretty huge for me. You know, there was a time, like, Millville, it was, like, every turn, every bump was like a decision, you know. I had to decide
how hard do I want to go,
right? If I was, you know, like, shoot. But it is what it is. I mean, it's been a solid season. I've been I think I've raced 20 motos and now I've got 19 top five, so it's pretty solid. I mean, I would have signed my name to that at the beginning of the season, I would say. So I'm pretty happy.
First part of the second moto was snack pack, Zach. The second part was Wacko.
I was nervous. The first part, I was, you know, I went,
maybe you would have lost your ride. Would I send you back to Europe?
Pulled the whole shot, and at one point I was sixth, and I was like, "Damn, what is going on?"
Yeah.
Like, you better find the rhythm here quick. Or
I almost had another repeat.
I was close.
Although I think for that one you had to drop back all the way to out of the points. I think
I saw the sheet the other day. I got 18th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you did get some points.
I led until halfway, so I went from first to 18th and half, you know,
no crashes,
just was really, really tired.
Good memories for sure. All right, Zachel, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.